Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm Amy Schuber, your host and curator of this Inspired Conversations podcast, where I hope to spark your heart and ignite your soul with conversations with leading thought leaders in the industries to help you open your heart, expand your mind, and deep dive and connect with yourself on a deeper level in order for you to bring forth your very best self. So I hope to bring to you all kinds of topics from mindfulness to entrepreneurship, creativity, self-care, self-love, you name it. I think I've had the conversation, and I look forward to helping you spark your heart and ignite your soul. Let's get started. Welcome to Inspire Conversations. I'm Amy Schuber, and I am so happy to be here today with my friend Lisa Thomas. As a transformational energy healer, Lisa has the privilege of working with talented people from all walks of life. She empowers individuals to reach their full potential by removing inherited emotional blocks such as fear of success, fear of failure, anxiety, procrastination, excess weight, fear of public speaking, false money beliefs, relationship drama, and business stagnation. Everyone deserves to be seen, heard, and known for who they are. Her expertise in removing negative energy and inherited patterns empower people to get their gifts, talents, and ideas into the world more confidently and in alignment with their soul's purpose. She is dedicated to breaking cycles of struggle and negative patterns, drawing on her lifelong access to source energy and an intense study of various holistic healing methods. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Amy.
I am so excited to be with you today. For one, you're my friend, and I think you are so amazing. So I'm excited to highlight you and your work that you do because it's so brilliant.
Well, it's an honor for me because you know that I love and adore you. So it's a great combination.
Oh my gosh, thank you for saying that. I love and adore you and appreciate you so much. So thank you for this time. So I want to start maybe by asking about your journey into the work that you do. I always find it fascinating to learn why we do the work we do, like why we come to our soul's purpose. And I know your story, you know, you've had this gift for so long. And I think it's important or fun to kind of know that backstory.
Well, okay, let's talk about my backstory.
Yeah.
I was born with gifts that were a burden for me as a child. So being able to see dead people or hear ancestors or being awakened at night, because if somebody knows that's passed on, that there's somebody living that can hear them, then for them, it's like, oh my gosh, right? So as a child, this was a burden for me. And where most kids kneel to pray, asking God for a new scooter, okay, I would pray asking that this would go away. Like, right?
Yeah. The voices.
And the voices and
what you were seeing and feeling.
Exactly. Whereas now as an adult, it's become a gift that I can utilize, but it was a process. And for most of my life, it was a burden where I couldn't talk about it. So I squashed. I was oppressed. I was held back. And I didn't understand. I actually had no idea what the purpose was. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And to be a healer, you do not have to be clairvoyant. You don't have to have any of the gifts of the spirit, by the way, to do what I do. But it just makes it kind of icing on the cake for me, because I realize that my gift lies in releasing the inherited patterns.
Yeah, which is so interesting and such an interesting way of going about it, which I want to come back to that.
But okay.
So when you are realizing, because I feel like my experience with you, I'm recognizing some of the gifts and talents that I didn't know I had that I might have oppressed and felt like more of a burden. And as you start uncovering that experience, what do you notice happens for people and when they start realizing, oh, that's what that is? You know, for you, it sounds like you had such strong, you were clairvoyant, so you were hearing and feeling things and maybe able to distinguish what those were or not, especially as a kid. I don't think you really know. But even as you grow up, you're not sure. Like for me, as an empath, I didn't really realize I was taking on and feeling everybody's stuff. I thought it was just, I mean, I didn't even know it was mine. I wouldn't have even claimed it like that. But I didn't know that's what that was. And now that I have this distinction, it's life-changing to know, like, whoa, this isn't mine. I'm giving it back. I'm not keeping it. So having that distinction and awareness, I think, is a really interesting piece in this puzzle of us as humans, you know? And I'm wondering, for you, when you started distinguishing that, how did you get into the work and realize, oh, this is, like, a purpose that I could use in my as work and as business and into my life's, you know, enlightenment? What changed for you?
It's a good question. Sometimes what comes easiest to us is what we resist first. Right?
Yeah.
And so really it was a process of me just being true to myself. And this is how it happened in a brief, I'll keep it short. Okay. I had been studying different healing modalities because I just love doing, I just love learning about holistic things. But I didn't have a business doing it. I worked in aerospace for a while. I sold clothing. I mean, I did a lot of other things, okay? But what happened was, quickly, it's going to be a story about, if you'll follow your intuition and you'll be true to yourself, it will guide you onto your path. All right. My daughter was in a program for anxiety, and I overheard her in talking to someone on the phone, telling her, being quite defensive with this woman, how she wasn't going to work with her. And I found out that this woman was an energy healer. Well, I'm all about that at the time. So I go into the other room and I said, look, I know you had a session scheduled with my daughter. She's going through a lot. Don't take it personal, but I'll take her schedule or her time. And I worked with this woman. At the end of the hour, she says to me, Lisa, until you own these gifts that you keep hiding from, she said, you'll never really be fulfilled. And I said, well, that's interesting, because she didn't know anything about me. And I said, what do you suggest? And she said, well, I would read this book. And the book is called The Emotion Code by Bradley Nelson. And I thought, I read the book and I thought, that's a great book. No big deal. Okay.
Yeah.
But what happened was, when I went to put it on my shelf, to put it away, I hear Lisa get certified. And I said out loud, because I talked to myself out loud, I said, I don't need another certification. My life is good. I believe the book. We're all good. No, Lisa, just do it. Now, maybe you don't hear voices telling you to do something. Okay, but rather it's an internal prompting where your gut says to you, that's what you need to do. And oftentimes that's what we push aside. So I could have easily pushed that voice aside.
Yeah.
Because I hear it doesn't make it any different than if you just feel it in your heart or you're in your stomach, right? That feeling. But I also know through the years that when I'm true to that, things, I don't have to know how it's going to happen. I just need to do it. And so I signed up for the course. Well, this is what it did. This particular course is different than most healing modalities. You have to, at the end of passing your test, you have to work on 30 people. You have to document it. You have to see them in person, or you can work remotely. But the point is I had to own that I was going to do some sort of healing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then all these fears show up. I had to work through my stuff. But what I did was I signed up for it. And my acupuncturist said to me, Lisa, don't worry. I'll send you two people. Don't worry about it. She sent me two people, so I didn't have to say anything. Those two people sent two more people. And the cycle just, I got done in 2.5 months. That's a 6-month program.
Wow.
Because people kept sending people. And now this is the beautiful thing. I would have never known why I had these gifts if I had not done this one particular program. Because what would happen is, when it was an inherited emotion, I found ancestors coming. Right? And the stories of the healing that occurs when it clears from lineage, and how it can empower us and it frees them too. If they can come and say they're sorry, right? Or if I can shed some insight as to why they behaved the way they did as a parent, it gives us the clarity in our life as to why we are the way we are.
It does.
So that's what led me on this. And then when people kept coming, I realized, and I literally said, okay, I get it. I'll do it. And I opened my doors as a business. I started charging. And you would think I've been in business 20 years.
Because you're so full and busy.
I'm on my life purpose.
Yeah, yeah. So when you got on your life purpose, this is what happened. The doors flew open. Your business is successful. It's not hard for you to fill your practice because of your on purpose, right?
Right.
Right. Well, I think I'm glad. Thank you for sharing a bit of your story, because I feel like some of us dance around it. We hear, for me, I hear the voices. I feel things. I know things. And I'm like, why do I know that? But then being able to decipher it and have the distinction, especially when it's your own intuition for yourself. And I know what I know, and I know when I deny it also. And I say that because I think other people do too, right? We know when we hear it, and then we know, like, for me, I know when I'm hearing it and I'm having a conversation like, no, I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? And it goes into this funny conversation, and I'm just shutting it down. And so I say that and reveal that about myself so other people listening can be like, oh, yeah, I do that too, or that never happens to me, or, oh, interesting, that might be going on with me, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that's familiar to people, that we might have that denial.
We have the denial because sometimes we distrust ourselves, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Even the fear of what the responsibility would be if we did it. Mm-hmm. So we don't, we think that if we get prompted on something, we have to know what the end is, and we don't. Mm-hmm. We just have to start the step of what we're being prompted to do.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. for me, it's like a missing piece of, it's like, we might have a really great life and a happy life and be checking all the boxes, but also still feel unfulfilled, like you had mentioned. And it's like, but I'm good. You know, it's like you put the book back. Yeah. I'm good. I don't need this. But it's not that we need anything. It's that it's the path. It's the why we're here, and it's revealing itself right to us. And I believe that's like a distinction in our head that we make, like, no, I'm good. I feel happy. I should feel good with all the stuff that I either have created or am creating or have, my family, right? Yeah. But we know there's something missing, and that's this piece, which I believe helps. And so going into the inherited piece that you work on, what is that distinction? Like, you said it a little bit, but when we start having those healings and we're clearing the lineage, what do you see happening for your clients in that piece, and how powerful that is?
It's very freeing for them. So when it clears from the client, it clears from everyone that inherited it, even if they've passed away. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our physical body is very important in our life to be able to take care of our stuff. So it happens faster for us. So they're so grateful when we can help facilitate that. The other thing is it will clear from children if you have children. Mm. And a quick example is, I had a mother whose daughter was, I think, 20 at the time. And her husband had passed away a few years prior. So she only has one child. Mm-hmm. She's a single parent right now. And we're clearing some things. And her husband says to me, it's going to shock her, but please tell her that her daughter's drinking way too much and she's hiding it. And ask her to release some inherited patterns through the client to help the daughter. So I told her, she said, that's why she's in her room a lot or gone a lot and things like that. So we released inherited patterns of addiction coming through the mother, because remember, if I release it from the mother, it'll release from the daughter automatically.
Wow.
And this was in December. And then on New Year's Eve, her daughter comes into her and says, you know, Mom, I just decided I'm going to be the designated driver.
Wow.
I'm not going to drink tonight. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's the impact it can have. I don't know if the daughter doesn't drink at all, but the point was is that she wasn't as attached to the alcohol as she had been in the past.
It's for me, it's interesting because we are like walking in their footsteps, literally, right? Mm-hmm. This inherited things. Like, I mean, to be honest, like, I've had a session with you, and it's crazy. The stuff, it's crazy good. The stuff that comes up where you're like, oh, well, that's interesting. And that makes mm-hmm. sense, because like things from, I don't know, for me, it was a lot of women and grandmothers and great grandmothers. And it's interesting mm-hmm. to recognize that you, you and them and the stuff you're carrying on, and the fact that you can release it and then it releases for your children. I didn't realize that, that it releases from them by you doing the clearing. That's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And it is just interesting how we bring it forth. So, and we're not even aware of it. And so what would it look like for people? What are they experiencing when they are maybe aware that they're unfulfilled and aware that there's something happening for them that they can't really control or change?
Well, first of all, awareness is key, because if someone is aware that they're doing what they want, that there's more for them in life, but they don't know how to find that, if they're willing to recognize that it might be something that it's kind of like it's what you know that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then that's all it takes, because I'm going to muscle test their body. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm on the phone, I connect energetically, and it's the body that gives me the answer. So even though I can hear, I'm going to trust what their body gives me as to what's trapped within them. So think of the character, this is a visual, in Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a character in that old series of Charlie Brown called Pigpen, and he has a dust cloud all over him,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
But think of the dust cloud as trapped emotions and traumas and phobias and, you know, whatever, our anxiety and our stress levels and overwhelm. Well, what I'm doing is I'm pulling that cloud out so that the individual, the soul, can see out with clarity where they're headed, where you're going, and so that other people can see you for who you are. Because we send out a vibration
mm-hmm.
that we're not aware of. So this vibration will attract people into our life with similar vibrations.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So if we're having self-doubt about maybe business or something we're creating in our lives, and we're a little bit aware of it, but we don't realize how much right? it's overpowering us, you know, like, yeah, of course I have doubt about this thing I'm creating. But for me, I was like going in circles and like, how come this isn't working? And I'm trying everything and this and that. And so for me, it was like some inherited beliefs about success or failure or fear of failure or fear of success, you know, and it's like, oh, and that feels right. And it's interesting and wow. And when you release that, it makes you feel like you're bumping up against that wall. And then when you release it, the wall has dropped.
There is no more wall. And what used to be hard just isn't even there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you find that you won't procrastinate as much. You won't second guess. You'll be able to make decisions easier. And something that's important to know is that these things get passed down in the lineage through our cell memories, the cell memory of the body. And our ancestors didn't pass them down to us on purpose, nor did we do anything wrong to inherit them. And we don't have to keep them. That's the thing. We do not have to struggle in our life. I mean, yes, life is going to have its ups and downs, but it doesn't have to be a pattern of always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
It's more that you can embrace and be in your life purpose and live with that intention of life is wonderful and feel joy.
Yeah. So what is it something that you see a lot of that are people might relate to listening that people come for you to release? I mean, it's like everything, I imagine. But what is something that's common right now that you're seeing?
Well, I work with a lot of business people,
mm-hmm.
a lot. And I think of myself as a businesswoman. Yes, I might fall in the woo-woo category, but I really believe that it's the mistakes in life that we view as mistakes that will bring us into our life purpose. So I see a lot of people that are in overwhelm.
Mm.
And let me tell you what overwhelm does. Overwhelm really just blocks you from seeing who you really are.
Mm.
Right? Because if we're always putting out the fires of life, then we rarely don't have to focus on ourselves.
Yeah.
And overwhelm can be triggered because we feel unsupported. Right?
Right. Yeah.
So clearing these things will empower people in business to be able to make more money, to bring in better clients into their life.
Mm-hmm.
Something else, I see a lot of overwhelm, a lot of stress energy, a lot of procrastination. People shut down on themselves.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. Shut down on themselves. I've felt that before, like shut down. And so sometimes you feel like you're doing so much and then you do, you're just like, I can't do anything else. And then you just shut down. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. The fear of what if, well, if I do this, then what's that mean? And what if this means, and what if I don't do it right? And the other thing that I love clearing is the attachments to the opinions and judgments of other people.
Oh, yes. That is so big out there, especially nowadays with technology being seen, like, you know, like right now as we record this, we can see each other on video and we are so visible on so many levels, but also so isolated. We can be both. It's such an interesting time.
Yeah. We can. And a lot of that is inherited, especially, okay, if you have religious roots, people that lived in and towns were smaller. And so these judgments are they living righteously? Are they out when they shouldn't be? Are they, you know, we can even go back to the time of living the law of Moses, where people were very critical of each other because if they were doing something on the Sabbath that they shouldn't be. So these things, not the law of Moses gets passed down, but the pattern of being a perfectionist, of being critical of others and critical of ourselves when we're not perfect. So they all kind of add upon each other. And by the time we get them, it might not show up the exact same way, but it will show up in our life.
Does it show up when we start going outside our comfort zones? When we start following? I mean, you know, I've read the book, The Surrender Experiment. I don't know if you've read that, but it really opened my eyes up to that conversation of, like, it's your intuition, basically, following your intuition and saying yes always. And when you start doing that, you're like, whoa, this really, the conversation comes up a lot. So I say that because that book really opened that up for me with that conversation. Like, I don't want to. That started coming up for me. Like, an opportunity would come and in my head, I'd be like, no, thank you. I don't want to do that. But what I realize is that that's like your intuition pulling you and you stopping it. And it's like what you were saying about it, like that, you know, we get into this maybe negotiation about it, but when you just follow and you follow and you follow, these brilliant things open up for us. And I think a lot of us are stuck in that conversation of the I don't want to or I don't know.
Yeah.
And then that stops us. Is that something that we've inherited to just sort of like blur us? Is that the right word?
Well, it's to be safe, Amy.
Okay.
Right? Because then you can't make a mistake. You can't do it wrong. And you can't take on more than you can handle if you just don't do it.
Right.
So it's mostly so you don't fail.
Mm-hmm. And is the safety inherited from our ancestors as well? I mean, we know about the ego keeping us safe, but does the inherited beliefs and things that we bring with us, that feeds into our ego as well?
Oh, absolutely. There's certain lineages that have more fear around money that I found than others, but okay. Mm-hmm. I was working with a client who had this fear of success, and I realized that it was on her father's side. It went back like four generations, and I said, this individual was killed because they had a lot of money. And she just looks at me and she said, absolutely. And not only were they, but so was my grandfather. And I think that my stepmother poisoned my father. Okay.
Wow.
All because of money. It was a dynasty.
Oh.
Now, you're not going to more than likely, you're not going to know those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fear of success, the fear of being seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fear of having money gets passed down. And so it's going to show up in all the decisions you make around money and the actions you take and then the decisions you don't make and the actions you do not take because of this. So it really is impactful, and you can have a fear of money.
Yeah. And it's real. And then
it's very real.
What I like when we're working together and talking to you, it's like you reveal something that you kind of already know, but it's like you just reveal these chapters like, oh, I hadn't read those chapters, but they feel so right on. Like I knew that, but I didn't know the language around it, if that makes sense. But
yeah,
it's really revealing to be like, oh, yeah, that feels right. That I know that. Okay, let's get rid of that because I feel tethered. Mm-hmm. It's like you feel tethered to something that you can't break free of.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I love the work that you do. And I think it's so important and necessary at this time on this planet for people to really get into their purpose. And I feel like, you know, energy healing, energy work, it's becoming more mainstream conversation. It feels mainstream to me because I'm always in the conversation, but I know it's not really mainstream. But what would you say to people who might feel skeptical about, like, talking about energy healing or inherited DNA and think, like, that is so woo-woo, I'm not sure. What do you say to people that maybe hesitate?
Well, I used to try and convince them, right, that, well, this is all the reasons why it does work. And I don't do that anymore. I don't, because if somebody's skeptical, it's just not the right time for them. Mm-hmm. But... right? Mm-hmm. If somebody is skeptical, they usually won't even ask me the question anymore. Okay. I don't know what I would say now. I would just, you know, I don't know what I'd say, because you can't convince. It's like leading a horse to water, that old saying.
Yeah.
But you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Right.
And skepticism, you can have skepticism in your life and it never serves you. Mm-hmm. Because when we are skeptical, it blocks the opportunity for good things to happen in our life. Mm-hmm. And when we live in skepticism, it's really because we have a deep fear and we don't want to know more than we can handle. And I would probably share that. It depends on how they would ask me the question.
Well, I love the way you said that, because for me, it feels like when I'm around people who are skeptic, like you said, it's fear. I feel the fear, you know, like the willingness not to know. They don't want to know. And we all have intuition. You know, if we aren't skeptical, I mean, we could feel our intuition if we're not skeptical. We could hear our intuition if we're not questioning it and judging it and picking it apart. And I feel like it kind of is that other side, you know, it blocks us from healing, feeling our intuition and then following that flow and trusting. It seems like it's a lot of things, like the trust of oneself and the having that inner knowing and allowing it to just be. Because, I mean, all of us have intuition hits about all sorts of things that we don't follow all the time. I mean, big, little, I mean, it could be, you know, get up and turn off the light right now, or you fall asleep and you wake up and the light's on. I mean, you know, it's like little things that happen. And I think all of this is that muscle of building our intuition and connection for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It is. We all have intuition.
Yeah, yeah. What do you see happening for people when they start working on themselves and start building their intuition? What do they experience as they start trusting themselves more?
Oh my gosh, it's such a wonderful thing to experience with them, to see them do this. Because let me give you an example, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I worked with this, she was 33, 34 at the time. And she came to me because her husband, and I live in Los Angeles, would drive her all over Southern California because she had a fear of driving on the freeway.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And it took like two sessions. She was on, she drives everywhere now. But what she said to me was, Lisa, if I could drive on the freeway, then what was my possibility? And she said, I woke up the next morning thinking, who am I? I'm a lot more than I ever thought I was. If I can drive on the freeway, I can do anything. So I think of it as awakening the soul. When you clear away these blocks that aren't yours, I call them burden energy, or the things that have been trapped in your lifetime, or the learned behaviors that we observed from our parents, right, in the family dynamics, then it can really allow us to shine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I love that word burden, because it feels like a burden. It feels like a burden. And you can't really exist in Southern California without getting on the freeway. I mean, if you weren't, I know some people who don't drive freeways, and they make it hard on themselves when they're going long places. And I just feel for them. But that's interesting, that releasing that and then feeling like, what else is possible? What's your freeway is what I want to say to people. What is the freeway that you're not driving on? Right. Because I have some freeways that I'm not driving on, as Lisa knows, as she's worked with me, but we're working on it. Right. And we all have that. If we can give ourselves the grace to allow ourselves to step in to our best selves, we only will be happy with ourselves. I mean, I don't think we'll be disappointed.
You won't be disappointed. You're going to have inner peace. You're going to feel balanced. You're going to handle the things that come into your life without overreacting. You're going to have less personal drama. You know, it just is, it keeps you like, oh, I have this purpose here on earth and I can do this and I can do that. And it changes life for you.
Yeah. And it dawned on me that burden energy is also the stories we create about the things, right? Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed doing the work with you is we release those stories or they get quieter or you don't even hear them anymore. It's like a non-story that you tell yourself about something.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't even matter anymore. They're not there. Yeah. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I was on that. Yeah, you don't have to be.
Yeah, yeah. And it's possible for things to shift and change. I think that's what I want people to get and know, that it's possible to not know what you don't know, but also release it at the same time. You know, like when working with you, you bring this awareness to something and you're like, wow, and that makes a lot of sense that it came from her or him, or wow, how would you know that's what I've carried forth. But releasing it, it's like, whoa, this feels so good. You know, this lightness happens that allows us to step into our best selves in a new way. No matter what you've tried in the past or how hard you've tried, there's these opportunities that we can help ourselves with it. Is there something you want people to know about your work that we haven't talked about or covered in this so far?
I always trust your body. I think that's what's important, is your body gives me the answers. It's your body that does the healing. I just facilitate it. And in the work, I'm not a therapist, so we're not going into deep trauma and talking about it. And it's not a therapy session. And therapy is great because it brings us to a cognitive awareness as to why we are, you know, why things happened. But like if mom forgot you in kindergarten, right? Mm-hmm. And an emotion of abandonment traps, and you go to therapy, you're going to realize, oh, okay, mom was busy. Maybe mom was depressed. Anyway, we come to that cognitive awareness. But if the emotion of abandonment isn't released, then it's going to show up in your life because that's the vibration you're sending out. And an example is, my daughter was in Las Vegas, or her boyfriend was in Las Vegas. And she said, she calls me and she goes, Mom, I'm done with him. I'm like, what do you mean you're done with him? She goes, well, he was going to text me and he didn't. And I'm like, how long has it been? 20 minutes. Okay. 15, 20 minutes. Well, 2 hours later, he called her from someone else's phone. This was several years ago, and said, hey, I'm sorry. My phone was stolen. Well, see, she went into, he abandoned me. And that shed a big awareness on me because I was the mom that forgot her in kindergarten, okay, because of, you know, doing other things. But so what happens is we attract people that, or we expect abandonment. We'll attract people that abandon us. He ended up abandoning her, okay. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is that abandonment gets turned inward and we will abandon our gifts and talents. We will abandon those promptings that we get of intuition. And then we abandon our life mission because of whatever, right? All these different reasons. We're people pleasers, or we get caught up in other things and overwhelm. So that was a long answer to a very short question.
No, I'm so glad you shared that because it makes a lot of sense, because we trap those emotions and it could be something subtle, like being left at kindergarten would probably be, I would have thought that was traumatic, but it could be something subtle like a look or a comment that someone's made, and then we store it because we make it mean something that it didn't mean.
Right, right.
And I want to ask, so when we store emotions in our body, it doesn't always show up as sickness, right? It's trapped in our body and it's just there. It doesn't mean we're sick from it and, oh, I'm sick, so I need to release this emotion. We have trapped emotions that we have no idea are doing anything to us, and we're just carrying them around.
Again, but they influence the decisions we make and those we don't take. Now, as we get older, they will show up as pain. So the body's then saying, hey, wait a minute. Then it starts calling to us through pain energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want people to recognize that it doesn't always show up as pain like at first, but I think as the layers build, so we brought forth our great grandmother stuff and their stuff and so on and so on. And then we create our stuff and then it creates these layers, and then that's where we create this pain, like pain. I mean, I'm for sure pain energy comes forward on me and I'm like, what is happening? But now I'm aware of it. So, you know, yeah. I can do something with it. And I think that's what I love about the work you do. That's what I love about Thank this you. Conversation, because it's giving people awareness and insight into something that they might not even realize is already there for them. And so it's so genius. It's so genius. Lisa, of course, I love being in conversation with you always. We're like old souls, old friends.
We are.
And I love that about you. I'm going to take us into the inspired round of questions now.
Okay.
And the first question is, what's your go-to book for inspiration?
Right now, I really like The Big Leap by, I guess, Gay Hendricks.
Yeah.
It's a great book. Getting out of our comfort zone, because that's what I'm all about. Get out of your comfort zone. Let me, you know, release what isn't serving you and get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. What about a song that inspires you if you listen to anything?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not a good one for that question because I'm very much about listening to spending time with myself in really odd ways. So I turn the radio off when I'm in the car because guardian angels will speak to you when you have quietness around you. Mm-hmm. And I'm very much around living in the present moment. So right now in my life, I turn off all news media, all music. But that doesn't mean music doesn't have a place. So for example, I've picked up in clients that they play the guitar, or I'll tell them, listen to this certain type of music, because music does raise the vibration in the cells and music is healing. So I don't have, on one hand, I'm telling people to listen to music, but right now in my life, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Tuning into yourself, right?
I am, into my intuition and yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think that's a great answer. And then what's a resource? Is there anything that you're using right now as a resource that you'd like to share with people?
I do a lot of grounding. So I would like to give the tip that if you will ground by putting your feet in the dirt, this is a resource, okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And bring up Earth's energy and then reach up and bring down heaven's energy and imagine it coming down through the crown, your top of your head. It will bring balance into your life as you combine these two energies. And it's a great resource that you can implement into your life any time of the day.
Yeah, that is. Being grounded is so key for all of us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what's something that would surprise everyone about you?
What's something that would surprise me? I love playing baseball.
Playing.
I'm kind of sporty.
Yeah. I'm kind of sporty. I love that. I didn't know you loved playing baseball. I love knowing
that. I
did.
Softball. Yeah.
That's so fun. That's super fun. I'm kind of sporty. I love the way you just said that. And then what's the most important thing you want people to know about you?
That I really love what I do. And I love humanity. And I believe by one person feeling better in their body, it will change someone else. So by releasing something in one person releases it from a lineage, right? You're changing and raising the vibration of humanity. And so I really want people to know there's no judgment and you didn't do anything wrong and you don't have to hold on to it.
That's so beautiful. And it's really what the world needs right now. The world needs us to be in like self-love, out of judgment and supporting one another. And so the work you're doing is raising humanity, raising the vibration on huge levels. It's no surprise to me that your business is gangbusters busy, because we need people like you to guide us to releasing these things, because I didn't know that I was carrying stuff from it makes sense now that you like articulate it, but it's like, oh, I didn't know that was stopping me. I thought it was all me. And it gives me this permission to be like, oh, it's not all me. That's awesome. That's so good to know.
Right?
Yeah.
It's freedom.
There's
a sense of freedom.
There's this amazing freedom. And that's what you're sharing with people, which is so genius. And I'm so grateful that you're doing the work you're doing. And I'm grateful to have this conversation to enlighten people about what you do. It's awesome. So Lisa, I would love for you to tell people where people can connect with you, find you, anything that you've got going on.
You can find me at Lisa Thomas Energy Healing lisathomashealing.com, www.lisathomashealing.com. I work with people one-on-one. And on there, though, I have a free download for your people. But let me tell you where to find it, okay? It's in the top left-hand side of my website. It'll say free download. And what this is a free inherited money download where I take you, it's an hour, and I clear inherited patterns of scarcity around money and fears around money, because you can be spiritual and prosperous. You can make more money than your parents. And there's all sorts of things that we hold on to, right? Mm-hmm. Beliefs and stories that are not our own. And I would love to give your audience that.
Thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
So worth your time to listen to over and over, because your work is genius and you can actually feel it. So I hope everyone takes advantage. And I'm going to have Lisa's information and the links that she just mentioned on the show notes page at inspireconversations.net/Lisa Thomas. And Lisa, thank you so much for being with me today.
I love you.
I love you back. And I am so happy to share you with my Inspired Conversations world. And I'm just super grateful that you're doing the work you're doing and uplifting the world, because it's so important right now.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you everyone for listening. And remember to be inspired by you, and I'll catch you next time. Ever wonder what I'm doing when I'm not in an inspired conversation? I'm a life and business coach. I help guide women back to the truth to become leaders of their own lives. For years, I've been working with strong, smart women who are looking for more, deeper connections with self and purpose, creative ways to navigate this thing we call life and work. Sometimes it's business revenue, and sometimes it's a joy quotient. I've navigated the various areas of life and business with hundreds of clients. Although it seems broad and unique, there are commonalities to achieve success in life and business. My vast and varied experience in my personal life, corporate, and entrepreneurship brings a unique perspective to my work. Throw in over 300 inspired conversations to the mix, and I've got resources for any occasion, and I've got you covered. You can expect a strategic thinker focused on achieving results based on your personal, business, and career goals. Expect heart and humor with a side of compassion and a huge dose of encouragement. I love guiding you back to you and leading you back to your truth so you can live your best life. Because after all, you are the one you've been waiting for. If you're interested in working with me, just send me an email, amy@amyschuber.com, and I'd love to connect. Have a question for the Ask Me Anything segment? Feel free to drop me a line at amy@inspiredconversations.net or drop a line at any of my social media at Amy Schuber. Thanks for joining me in this inspired conversation. Don't miss an episode and subscribe. If you like what you heard, feel free to rate, review, and share with your friends. We'd love it. Until next time, remember to be inspired by you.